This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In the original Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Canfield told the story of Monty, who was the son of an itinerant horse trainer who didn't have much money. During Monty's senior year in high school, a teacher gave him a writing assignment to describe what he wanted to be when he grew up. Monty's 7-page essay minutely detailed the 200-acre ranch he wanted to own. It included a diagram of the ranch and a detailed floor plan of his 4,000-square-foot home. Despite the passion and effort Monty put into his paper, he received it back with a large F on the paper. The teacher told Monty that the reason he had been given that grade was because his paper was unrealistic. And the teacher went on to detail all the reasons why and told Monty that if he would rewrite the paper with a more realistic goal, he would reconsider the grade. After thinking about it a week, Monty turned in the same paper with no changes, along with the remark, "You keep the F and I'll keep the dream." Well, the conclusion of the true story has the teacher bringing 30 students for a summer camp outing at the 200-acre ranch that Monty, now grown and living his dream, lives on in his 4,000-square-foot dream home. Have you allowed someone to squash your dream? Or are you to the point of giving up on your dream? If that dream still flickers, go back and rekindle it. You might need to rewrite your plans a bit. Try this mental exercise. Take some time to dream again and think, really think through your dream. Have a dream that stretches you to achieve it. Make sure it's big enough to get you going, keep you excited. Then have a detailed plan to accomplishment. So, your dream could be to build a new home. Okay, you've got to have a floor plan, and you have to figure out a way to pay for that home. Those are plans. And third, live and breathe the dream. I mean, internalize it. Make it a part of who you are. Think about it every day. And fourth, be honest with yourself and determine what you have to give up to achieve that dream. Are you willing to make that kind of sacrifice? Be brutally honest with yourself. And lastly, once you've done all of those things and you're still on board with it, don't let the critics, the naysayers, talk you out of it. Ever. Don't let them do it. Your dream doesn't have to be a financial achievement like building a Fortune 500 company or making $1 million. It could be something for you and your family, like perhaps saving money for an extended family vacation on a lake where you've provided the means for everyone to come and enjoy a good and relaxing time. It could be perhaps a big project at your church or a place where you serve. It could be your own sobriety. Whatever it is, think through it, then go for it. And once you do, never let it go. And then come back here next week and join me. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.